Fine, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to the end of Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes. I'm going to look at Seivov, which goes into the question of a Kotlin again. And then we're going to go to Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Beis Hashem. Okay. Koyre Odom Esa Megillah Ben Oymeit Uven Yoyshev. Sorry. I said Siddur Seivov. I want to finish Seivov first. So Seivov goes into the early discussion of children. So what have we learned so far about children? Ketanim. What have we learned so far in Seif Aleph? About Ketanim. Chinuch, and therefore, Chayv. Sivov. Minik toiv, it is a good minik. End of Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes. It's a good minik. Lohavi ktanim, to bring young children. Viktanois and young daughters, young boys and young girls. It's a good custom to bring them to shul. Lishma to hear Mikha Megillah, to hear the Mikha Megillah. Okay, let's see what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Now, what's striking about this Shulchan Aruch? What's very striking about it? Good, so it's two separate questions. Both are very valid. Your question is that how can you bring young children? They're going to disrupt others. Very good. This is the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to talk about that. And you're saying a different question. Why did you say, you're asking why did you say Minik Toiv, good custom? It's not custom. If there's a mitzvah chinuch, it's not custom. It's not minik. It's not minik. Why is it a minik? It's a chiyuv. Chinuch is according to some derais, it's according to most rabbonon. What's a minik toiv? What else is difficult to understand? Okay, let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. If Kotlin Tezayin, Minik Toiv Lehovi, Kidei Lechanchon B'Mitzvahs Pirsum Nisa, in order to be mechanech them, to educate them for the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes. Umeitam Zeh, and therefore, Noyagin Hakol, the Minik of the Shul is, Likrois Eilu Psukim, to read those Psukim B'Koil Rom, Shem Iker Ascholas Anes, we saw for the particularly exciting Psukim we read loud. Is Shehuti Hoyo Motcha Yotzom LaYehudim Kimotcha Kedel Oirak Tanim, in order to motivate and wake up the young children, Shelo Yishne Shun Shluf, they shouldn't fall asleep. Wait, no, leave. I think normally it's more falling asleep is more adult kind of thing to do. No, I don't know. But they shouldn't fall asleep. Wait, no, leave. But they should concentrate and like here on the leaning. Read those psukim loud in order to educate them. So, Rabbi Yisai, whenever people ask, well, why do we say those psukim loud? The answer is, we say those psukim loud. It's an ancient custom. We say specifically those psukim loud. We do that in order to wake up the kids. Otherwise, who knows where they would be? So that's that. And why Dafka? Those psukim, because those psukim are the key events, like the new paragraphs. Nowadays, we'd call it the new paragraphs. That's why we read those psukim loud. So that's, it's all an indicational way. So that's very much what the Levush says, that we say those psukim loud because of the children. Ktanim veKtanos, and here goes Mr. Ezekiel's point. Ktanim veKtanos, umilvad shelo yuv. We have to say which Ezekiel nowadays. Yeah, that's getting very. Ktanim veKtanos. Why young? Umilvad, however, provided shelo yavu ktanim biyosim. We don't bring very young children. Shemevav blindas hashoyim, because they irritate and they disrupt the concentration of the listeners. There you go. Yes, there is a minik toiv to bring children, but you've got to ensure not to bring the very young children because they're going to disrupt. Mishnah Berurah goes further with this, in this very theme. It's Sivkot Nitches, Lishmaev, Achshav, Rabbanit Seinu, Rabbeim, Na'afaychu. Nowadays, Na'afaychu, note the Na'afaychu. It's the other way around. Not only the children don't listen, Not only that they fail to listen, they disturb, even the adults cannot hear because of the presence of the young disturbing children. The only reason why they come is to hit Haman. Things haven't changed. They only come to hit Haman. With this, you haven't actually done any chinuch. Why? Chinuch just to hit Haman? That's not a chinuch at all. Chinuch is mitzvah skiz megillah. They've got to listen to the megillah. That's no point.
You have to hold firmly and tightly your children
And to become it's chinuch. Ulashkiya chalem to look after them. Shishmu akir, they should listen carefully to the reading. Uvechshigya kerelisko yeshem homan agog yirshay kot lakosik minog. Yes, of course, children are allowed to hit homan, but avoloi sheze ikir avosak kot lebezak nemedrash shouldn't be the main purpose for coming to hit homan. So there you go. So we're learning over here that it's a good meaning to bring young children. However, make sure they're not too young and they're able to sit nicely. And as far as chinuch is concerned, you've got to ensure that they get the right end of the stick as opposed to the wrong end of the stick, because it's not about all about haman. It's about listening to Megillah from beginning to end. There is a discussion over here in Bialocha which I find fascinating. Are we talking about a child which is a gila chinuch, yes or no? What age group are we talking about over here? What? Yeah, you must be sitting down. What do you want to say? It's talking about younger than gila chinuch. Why? Very good. That's the way you explained is minak toiv. Higya lechinuch is not minak toiv, it's a proper obligation. If it's lower than higya lechinuch, then it's a minak toiv. Very interesting. The bialoch goes down, that's what he said. He doesn't want to go that way. However, the problem with that approach would be that if they're lower than Igyal HaChinuch, then inevitably they're going to disrupt the... So see, there's three levels. So Rafael wants to mechadish, there are three levels. There's real toddlers, babies, much too young. 4, 5, 6. Those you don't even bother bringing in. Don't bother. They're just going to disrupt. Right. And then there is an Igyal HaChinuch level, which is probably at 9 years old. I'm just guessing. 9, 10 years old, that they are fully capable to listen to the Megillah. Let's say 10, 11, I don't know. And then there's in between. They don't properly disrupt and disturb, but they're not fully able to concentrate from the beginning to end. That's a minak toiv. Is that what you're saying? There's three categories. Yeah? Same thing, Bialoch doesn't much go that way, but it's an interesting approach. Yeah. You say there's two levels. Yeah, because you're right. Because Mishnah Berurah does say that the reason over here, this Shulchan Aruch is talking about Kidei Lechanchon B'mitzvah Pesamanes. So there is an element of Chinuch over here. So it's not less than Chinuch, it is within Mitzvah Chinuch. There is Cholkim, there's many Cholkim on this Bialocha. Excuse me, yeah, on this Mishnah Berurah. And they want to learn a similar approach to what you're suggesting. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that there's two categories. Either you fit in chinuch and then you better come, and they have to come. And if they're not gila chinuch, then you may not come. You may not bring them. Now, Sifkon, you test finishes off.
Look, am I right in saying that there's two separate things going on here? There's a chinuch of hearing the Megillah itself, and there's a chinuch of pisumenisa.
Yeah, that's what Rav Frankel wants to suggest. So therefore, please explore this a bit further. Can you explain that?
It sounds like from the lashon that there's that the chinuch here is in mitzvahs pirsumei nisa, not in kriyas megillah. Because surely in the Mishnah Berurah he should have said kedei lechanchem b'shmiras hamegillah, but kriyas hamegillah.
Yeah, interesting. It's a very, very good mahalach. I like it very much. That would explain all the questions. All the questions would be answered like that. Very good. Yeah, I like it. Very good. Yeah, thank you, Rabbi Tapp and Rabbi Frankel. That's a good mahalach. It's a shtickle of Bialoch. Yeah, I have to look into this a little bit more, because I saw the post can say a slightly different approach, but it sounds like a very good mahalach. Good. Now, Rabbi says, if God new test, it brings the following halacha. The second white line in our editions. If God new test, Mikro Megillah. Ach, Shav nowadays. Oy, Likol Echot, Shilo Megillah, Kshero. Veliko, Belacha, Shmilo, Bemila. So nowadays, the minig is, everybody brings his own Megillah. And he reads quietly with Mila, Bemila. Why? It's impossible to hear from the shliach tzibu. Mach mas rash, because of the noise, bilbul, and the how should I translate bilbul? Because of the confusion. Shemakim be'etzim, they hate with the woods. Umashmim kol, they make great noises. V'roy lekol Yisrael, you know, it is right and proper that everybody should take a megillah kshero and read from it. Misha chol esped, whoever can afford that. These are the words of Mishnah Berurah. Quite a few points on this Mishnah Berurah. Firstly, elsewhere later in Takan Simin Tov Reish Tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, you don't really need a Megillah for that. You don't really need a Megillah because we're going to learn you could be Yoitza really from a Chumash as well. So, if it's just a couple of words in the middle like this. So really, the point is that if you can't, if you miss a few words, what he says, if there's an extraordinary, there's a lot of noise. So you fill in those words that you missed, you didn't hear properly. You just either from Megillah Kshera or at least the Chumash, you say those words. Yeah. Yeah. And that's point number two. So the minig is not like that anymore. It is clear that there is a chisaron in saying every single word. And the reason is obvious why. We don't nowadays, every individual is not saying every word in Megillah, as the Mishnah would suggest. That's what the Mishnah he does suggest everyone should read the Megillah. It's not what we do. And the reason why we don't is obvious. Because, I think there's two reasons. Firstly, I think that to the credit of I think to our generations and our kind of shuls and our kind of environments nowadays, I think it is untrue to state nowadays that if you're not going to be yotze. I think that nowadays, to create credit to the yidden, to the kehillas, to the shuls, of course they hate good and proper haman, but once it's finished, and it's normally under normal circumstances you get through. Afterwards he says haman again, and you get through it. So I think it's nowadays I would say it's overemphasized. It's true to say that you can. What do you think? No, can't be yotze with the Megillah. Nowadays you don't have to say every word. Point number one, I would argue. Point number two, I think that nowadays it would actually lead to a problem. What would be the problem if we would read Megillah from beginning to end? I think we are likely to make mistakes. The Baal Korah is an expert Baal Korah, and any conventional shul, he knows what he's doing. I think nowadays, us, we read from Megillah without the vowels, without the nekudas, could be some of us are going to make mistakes and get it wrong. Even mistakes that are going to change the meaning of the word, which you'd be ma'akev then, it would not be yotze the mitzvah. Therefore, I think there's a good reason why nowadays we do not read the Megillah from Megillah. However, what is true to say is that if you miss a word in the occasion, which is perhaps a frequent, it can happen if you miss a word, then you should say it over afterwards. Again, we're going to talk about that in a later share. But yes, if it does happen, you should make up and say that word that you missed. If you're not sure about the Baal Korah, yeah, you should find another place to go. Yeah. That we'll talk about that. It can be Yotze Mikra Megillah from beginning to end. The Chumash will talk about that. Yeah. Okay. So that's with regards to that. It's interesting. I think it does say. Look at the words. I mean, he says the Yefshali Shmaya Meashliach Tzibu. It's impossible to hear from a Shliach Tzibu Machmas Rash because of the noise. Uvilbul. How did he say Bilbul? How did it say? Because of the confusion. Shemakim Beitz Mashmim Koil. I think nowadays that's. Much calmer, no? It's happening. You can be Yotze, yeah. Okay, that's like, so we can just picture ourselves how Radin, Purim and Radin looked like. Okay, so there, it didn't work. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I'm saying especially English,
Kevin. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, now, we are ready for Simon Tovresh Tzadi. Kia Dine, Kia Samagil. Now the halachas of the actual reading. Rabbi Tepa, are we still on? Oh, maybe not. Stephen, are you on?
Sorry.
You're here. Okay, unmuted. Very good. Okay, Kori Adam is a Megillah. You read the Megillah. Bein Oymed, Bein Yoshev. You can read the Megillah whether you're standing or sitting. Habroikra Betzibo, Yoshev. But you may not, Lechatchila, you may not read the Megillah, Betzibo, Yoshev, Nikvat Tzibo, Kuskavatzibo. So if you're the Shliach, if you're the one leaning, then you should be standing. But then anybody else, you could stand or sit. However, the Ramah adds, "V'also lechaz likus haMegillah at she'omrim loy kro." The Ramah adds that the chazan may not read the Megillah until he's invited to do so. Why? Why does the shliach tzibur need to be invited to read? I think.
Otherwise, it would be good to everyone else.
Yeah. He would be. You could be moitzi others, I suppose. You could be moitzi others. Just, I think here in Britain, I think it's quite, it's not very polite to push yourself to the front, So it's not very English. So you know what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkot and Gimel, I'm going to get to Aleph and Beis in a minute. But also, lechaz lehoitzi al tzibu hu inin kovet. Because to be moitzi others is a matter of, it's kovet, it's honor. Ve'in roi le'odom lachloi kovet le'atzmoi. It is not proper for a person to grab himself the honor, calls man, as long as Shalom Kippur has not been given the honor. Don't chap the covet yourself. And you know, honor is something which comes from others, not you don't grab to honor yourself. However, like is only if it's unestablished. So only this year he's learning. But if he reads every single year, if he's been appointed every single year to read the Megillah, then he doesn't have to wait. You know, it's like last year, like 2 years ago, like 55 years ago. You just go and get on with it. But otherwise, don't go to the front and grab to honor yourself. Yeah. Yeah, Bishas Maaser, he needs to get the shtick, he needs to get a wink, he needs to be, pardon? Of course, it's a formality. It's more a covered tzibur that, absolutely. It's halach on the gaba, it's halach on the, absolutely, it's halach on the gaba. Ultimately, I suppose the gaba would invite him, yeah. Yeah, now Sivkot Na'alav Ben Yoshe, whether you're standing or sitting, says Mu Abrocha Ivach Bamida. If you are sitting, okay, you can be sitting, but the Brocha should certainly be Bamida standing. Okay, ready for safe base. So Afilu Shnayim VeAfilu Asara Yicholim Likoy Sabiach. That's an enormous chiddush. Even 2 people or even 10 people can read the Megillah simultaneously. For Yoitzim Haim, and they are Yoitzim, Ashoimim Haim, and even the people listening for them is Yoitzim. Now, why is this an enormous Chiddush? That's right, because there's a rule in the entire Shas, which we find in so many areas of Halacha. Tei kol eloi mishtama. 2 voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Tei kol eloi mishtama, it's a fascinating sugya. Two voices cannot. This is most famously used with regards to Kaddish, the shuls that are actually makbid on. You know, that's where it really comes from. That really take color and mishtam. You don't have 2 people. You can't hear 2 people simultaneously. And that's why you can't have really 2 people being merged to others. So Kaddish is a very fascinating discussion. That's where the Yekish and I think the English shuls. No, I don't know. They wouldn't allow 2 people saying Kaddish Yosem simultaneously. It's a very, very good reason for that. And that's really halacha. And that applies anywhere else. You can't have... Did I say something wrong now? Did I? Is that I know Shtib? I'm saying many shuls don't, but I'm saying that's really so. The you can't have 2 people doing the shofar simultaneously. You want to make a duo, you know, or you want to make it extra. You can't have 2 people doing mitzvah. Now, this is therefore a very big chiddush over here. When it comes to if you want to make an extra special Purim, you know, people are a bit down. You know, this year Purim and everything is not the same. You know, yeah, everybody's like locked in and whatever. It's not the same. Friday anyway. So you want to make an extra special? How do? You get 2 balakot for the Megillah simultaneously. Guess what? It works. You can have 2 people, yeah, who are going to do the Megillah. Afilu shnayim, even 10 people, gonna make a choir. You want to make a choir, a Kirsa Megillah choir, just to get the people a bit more excited this year, to get into the ruach, into the spirit of things. So that would work. And why is that? Everywhere else we find tei kol eloi mishtama. Why does it work? Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Dalet, the Yoitzim Heim, the Loyam Rin and Trei Kololoi Mishtam, we do not say the general rule that applies in the entire Shas, to Trei Kololoi Mishtam, 2 voices are not heard, Loi Mishtam are not heard. Shapik, Nam Rin and Kiazatur, with regards to laning, you could never have 2 people laning Kiazatur at the same time. For Shore Ducht and other areas of Aloch, you cannot have 2 people doing the mitzvah at the same time. The Kriyazu Chaviva Beyoism of Danes. This mitzvah is particularly precious and chaviv. People love it because of the nes, because of the miracle. V'yoyiv daitei, and people are able to concentrate. Ishmaitiv to listen. They are able to concentrate. They all read the entire reason why tei kolol mishtama. Kamara says is because you can't concentrate. It's irritating. But if you're particularly caring and choviv, if you're loving and you're really interested and keen and eager, then two voices can be heard simultaneously. And that's what we find by Kiasa Megillah. People love it. It's so special. It's so precious. And therefore, take all our mishtame in this instance. However, the kibbutz... Yeah, I just want to finish off once. Give me 10 words. Forgive and chicken, therefore, poshutu, te magish batsmai, if it's itself understood, it goes without saying. If a person is magish batsmai, if he feels himself, shemibal bin lei hakolos, he gets crazy from two people saying the same time, it drives him mad. If he cannot hear all the words, he is unable to listen to it in such a way. Is not yotze. So yes, in principle, it does work. Practically, you've got to check if you can concentrate. Yes, Brad, over to you.
So my question is, I'm just trying to understand what you've mentioned. If the Gemara is saying initially that two voices cannot be heard, but with the Megillah there's an exception because it's Chavim, then what's it actually saying? Is it saying that it's a reality that two voices cannot be heard, or is it saying that two voices can actually be heard if it's Chavim?
Yes, so I think it's a very good question, and I do not know the answer completely because I'm myself struggling with this concept. But the way I understood the sugya is that really it is possible to hear two voices at the same time. It is something which is possible, but it needs extreme energy and concentration to achieve that. So on the normal circumstance, on a regular, conventional setting, a person cannot be yotze because he needs extreme can effort. But the Megillah is considered something which a person normally will care so much, and therefore he will be able to concentrate for the entire Kizah Megillah for two voices simultaneously. The question, of course, is that why is it? I think that's pshat. That it is really possible, but it requires extreme concentration. Would that be a good pshat? I believe it's based on the assumption that it's impossible to have that absolute. I think the way I land this is a practical aspect to it, that it's slightly out. It's going to be a split second, and you're going to have to. You're not going to be able to have complete. Yeah, but I tell you what bothers me a little bit is that Kizah Megillah is Chavi. What does that mean, Kizah Megillah is Chavi? Is it Chavi to you? Is it Chavi to me? Why, if I'm. Is it Chavi? I mean, to whom is it Chavi? To the Amche Knesset HaGedoyla? To who is it Chavi? Why is it that we are with extreme effort? Pardon? It's a Geshmaka story.
Easy to follow.
It's actually quite a complicated story. It's actually very complicated.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so he's saying that there is, right? But he's saying it's not. He's got some. Yeah, it's true. The basic idea of Haman and Motche and the basic storyline a 4-year-old can follow as well. Is that what you're saying? So it's Chaviv. It's a geschmack. There's a climax and an easy start. It leads up to the climax, goes down, happy at ending. She's saying that it's quite an easy. So that's why it's Chaviv. Perhaps. You're right. Good deal. The key is chaviva b'yoisim. That is very, very good deal. Very, very good deal. He doesn't seem to be saying that it's chaviv because it's an easy story or a geshmaka story. He seems to be saying that it's chaviv because of the nes, because of the miracle. Is that what a 4-year-old? So why is it that a bar mitzvah boy? Or you know what? I suppose even
the storyline is
one big a lead up to the nes. To the Nisimra. Okay, it is very interesting. Very interesting, very interesting, very interesting. Okay, Sif Gimel. Tzorech Likoyz HaKulo, you have got to read Megillah Kulo. The entire Megillah needs to be read. Humitoyech HaKzav. From a written format. So in other words, Vim Koral Peh, if you know it by heart, which a lot of Balei Koyeh know to read, really, they know it by heart pretty much, Hilo Yotze, not Yotze. You've got to read it. It has to be read. The Megillah needs to be written in its entirety. Lefonov before him, lechatchila. However, b'diavet, imish mit asoifa beemtza. Oh, teivoyz if the soifa left out in the middle some words or paragraphs, hafulu at chetzio. Even if half of the Megillah is missing, half. So you know you got this, 1,500 pounds Megillah. And you'd be all proud of it. It's top sofa in your Shalom. You know, you spent this and you know, you really treat yourself with that. And then you're opening up the Megillah, and suddenly you see the beginning is beautiful, the last is, but you never check the middle. You never check the middle. And suddenly you see that the two parakim in the middle are missing. You're still the Megillah is still a kosher Megillah. So he said that yes, you've got to have the beginning of the Megillah has to be written, and the end of the Megillah have got to be written. But if you've got half the Megillah missing in the middle, you're still Yotze. And even if the Baal Kohel reads the Megillah, and the middle part, he says by heart. Imagine that. Still Yotze. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah. Habayis said, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the young children, that it's a minik toiv to bring young children, boys and girls, to hear the Megillah. We discussed that in greater detail, what age group it's talking about. Very interesting Mahalach suggested what pshat could be over here. We learned that because of the chinuch element and the pirsum anes element, we say various psukim loud. We also learned that very young children may not be brought to shul because they are just disturbing, and that's not a great idea. We learned that it's good practice, says the Mishneh Berurah, to take a Megillah and read it yourself, because it's impossible, says the Mishneh Berurah, to hear the Baal Kohel properly. We spoke about Kiyas HaMegillah, and there we learned that you could be Yotze both standing and sitting over the Baal Kohel should be standing. We also learned that two people simultaneously, even 10, could read the Megillah at the same time. Everybody's Yotze. Furthermore, we learned that the Megillah has to be written. It's going to be read from a written text. If you say the entire Megillah Baal Peh, you're not Yotze. However, if you've got the beginning and the end written out, the middle is missing, and he says it by heart, you would be Yotze. More on this very halacha tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Good evening.